Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find out about a testing site near you to get tested for the coronavirus?
No.
How can I help you?
Is this a real person or a recording?
I am very much alive.
Okay, good. Okay, I am calling in reference to my husband that died last August. He was Dr. Sahowney. He died while he contracted COVID while seeing patients. OSHA has done an investigation. I just spoke with them about the results of that, and she suggested that I call the health department to find out about the contact tracing.
This is the Department of Public Health coronavirus. What I do is I provide you with testing sites near you.
Okay.
To find out more information, you can go to the adph.org or the cdc.gov, Center of Disease Control.gov.
Okay. Well, did we have a person with the health department that did that's doing contact tracing?
And contact tracing, what is that?
You know, when somebody gets coronavirus, you find out everybody that was around them at that time, and you call them on the telephone and say, hey, you were exposed to coronavirus. That's called contact tracing.
Okay, I'm not aware of that. My suggestion is to reach out to the health department. What is the name of the health department in your area?
I did call them, and they Aniana Health Department, Aniana, Alabama, and they gave me this number. They said that, you know, you may not be able to help me, but you may know of who could help me. Is this local? Is this Aniana?
No, ma'am. This is for the state.
For the state. Okay. Okay. So
this is the hotline.
Okay. Who do I need to talk to? I mean, they didn't have anybody locally, but I know they did contact tracing. I mean, that's a thing. That's a big deal. Contact tracing. I mean, my husband died, you know, while seeing patients, but the patient didn't have COVID when he entered the ER, but the next day he had COVID. My husband got it and he died, and there were several others that also got it from this patient. And so I'm trying to find out if contact tracing was done and how many. She said, well, I mean, the lady at OSHA advised me to do that. So, because I'm trying to decide if, you know, I need to go see a lawyer about this. I just want if there was irresponsibility, neglect, I want.
I mean, that would have to come from wherever they got tested at. I wouldn't know that.
Contact. I just need to know.
I don't know anything about that, ma'am. Only thing, I mean, the question that you're asking looks like the hospital would know that, or they would have her information. So, because the only people that would know that was where she got tested at. How did she know she had the coronavirus? Where did she get tested at? Those are the only people would know.
It's a he. Well, he died, so.
Because he had the name, you know. That's going to be hard to find because you're around a lot of people.
He was around his patients. I mean,
I'm talking about, but it's people walking up and down the hallway. Who's to know that is unprepared? That's why you have to wear a mask at all times, because who knows who has coronavirus and who don't.
Okay, I'm just surprised you don't know about contact tracing. That's been in the news, you know.
Oh, yes, I know. now that you've explained it to me, contact tracing, but as far as
well,
that's going to be hard to do.
Health department and find out again. Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
Oh, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. No. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.